This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. In our second hour of this beautiful Sunday afternoon, we've been discussing a little bit about the four objectives of the task force, the Fearless Task Force here on Fearless Radio. And we've covered, I don't know, Jim, are you up yet? Thomas, do we have Jim? I guess we've got nobody. Anyway, folks. Okay, gotcha. On the first hour, we went into the food issue. And remember last week, we talked about setting goals. If you do not have a goal, a plan for your life, then you, well, so how does it go? Let's see. I remember this one. If you do not plan to succeed, you automatically have a plan to fail. That's one of the ways of putting it. But the whole objective is getting goals set in every facet of your life. Now, the task force is involved with every facet of your life, and there are only four of them. Okay, good. Jim's on board. Hang on, Jim, just a second. I want to cover this intro here. In the last hour, we talked about setting goals for your food supplies. We told you exactly what you need to do, how you figure the number of hours or how, number of people you're storing for, the number of years. And then in the second half hour, we talked about how you need to set your goals for your financial future, for your present use of your funds, the finances that a family works with. The debt-free strategy is a tremendous tool to set your goals. You call in and you get your data sheets, you fill those things out, they show all of your obligation, where your money's going, and then you send them in to the task force, and they will have some really powerful experts that know things that the average person doesn't know and can do things that they can't do, actually calculate a debt-free strategy using your figures, your money, how you can work it, and get it back to you. And literally, it doesn't cost you anything out of pocket to do this. It's just phenomenal. That takes care of the two areas. And then the final one that we'll talk about maybe in the second half of this second hour in our goal-setting thing is your health. But right now, the one we want to get into is the very first one that we tell people to attack, because they can do that while they're doing all of the rest, and that's getting prepared for all emergencies, when the lights go out and the toy doesn't flush. And that's when we bring our good friend and cohort and the first member of the task force, Jim Phillips, on board. Jim, welcome.
Glad to be here.
You heard what we're doing. Last week, we concentrated on setting goals,
right,
and telling people how to do it and how that they should always set their goals based on writing them for someone else, someone that they really care about, because we can always tell people what to do even if we aren't doing it ourselves. And so if they set their goals based on writing exactly how their best friend or their most important person in their life should do it, and then they, after they get all done doing it without any consideration of money, without any consideration of how to do it, but if they've gotten those goals written in someone else's name, then they put their name on it, and they will be able to achieve things that no goal system has ever achieved. Now, what we want to cover here is I'd like to have Jim, folks, go through what he would tell you as you set your goals and as you list the things that you need to start with tomorrow morning for your family with the coming events, exactly how he would tell you to set your goals so that you can tell someone else and then put your name on it. And we'll get into that, and it's going to be exciting after this next break.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay-Gon uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay-Gon today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay-Gon must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay-Gon risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
My good friend Jim Phillips on the line, and we have just given him a mandate. Hey, that's a new term right now for us, I guess, Jim. But right. We have given Jim a mandate to help you set your goals with regard to emergency preparedness. And, Jim, the way I'd like to have you do it, because I need this, is to counsel me. Tell me when I sit down with my goal sheets after this program is over, which I'm going to do, and I need to deal with your part of the task force, the emergency preparedness stuff. Give me a primer on exactly what I need to do and how I need to write my goals. Where do I start?
Okay, well, let's start with this thing we call gaining a little bit of understanding about how some things work. I have a simple list that I break everything down into. Now, and at this point, we're talking about the material, physical things, or as I call it, the stuff. We've got to have the spiritual foundation. You have to have the right attitude, and you have to have some knowledge and understanding. We'll be talking about that. And then you need material things. A lot of people want to focus on the material. So let's talk about that for a moment, because it'll help you gain the understanding that helps you have the attitude that says, look, I can do this thing, and you don't have to be all worried about it. Here's the eight areas. I've broken it down into eight areas where everything fits. The first three are part of these things they call the parachutes, but they're part of the eight. And that's clothing. That's number one. When things are really bad, really fast, and the weather is really rough, and you're outside or in the worst of conditions, clothing is what gets you through. You've got to have the clothing that'll match the conditions that you may face, the worst possible. Water is second on the list, because you don't live very long without water. Assuming you haven't, frozen to death or been injured, then you only have a couple of days or so that you can go without water, so you must have water. Make provisions for that. Sanitation is number three on this list, because if you're not taking care of sanitation right from the get-go and you end up getting sick and you die of typhus, cholera, or something else, you know, what's the point of doing the rest of this? So sanitation is extremely important for you and your environment and people around you. The next items include nutrition. And notice I didn't say food, I said nutrition, because there can be a big difference. And you talk about that a great deal in terms of what people set aside. We want foods that will nourish and maintain us, especially during emergencies that can be extremely stressful. This is when you don't want to be eating Snickers bars, white flour, and cookies. You want to have things that have some real value to them. You might think of those other things as being comfort foods, but what you don't need is the psychological comfort foods. You need true body support comfort foods, and this is where nutrition is critical.
And let me interject something here, Jim. I've been listening to some CDs that I've got on the function of the human body with regard to nutrition and everything. And very literally, those things that people a lot of times consider comfort food are really, in a situation like what they'll be dealing with, killer foods. They will destroy a great deal of the ability to function.
That's right. They're very, very negative, and you don't want them. You don't want them now. You shouldn't be eating them now. You know, make a change now, so that you're not having to say, like, okay, it's an emergency, now I have to change my diet completely, and, gee, I'm not used to this stuff. Change your diet now. It's good for your health and your well-being, and then you're you know, it's just natural. You just keep going that way. So you're absolutely right. Nutrition is critical during very stressful periods. Number five on my list is shelter. Now, clothing is your personal portable shelter, and you can live in your clothing outside, no fire, no shelter. I talk about doing that. You can do that for weeks on end, but you know what? Shelter becomes a very nice thing to have after a while. After you've been outside for a few days or a few weeks, you're going to rest better. You're going to feel better. You want to maintain and take care of things. It's good to come inside of something. So shelter becomes important, either ways of maintaining, repairing your shelter or patching it up, or having portable shelter that you may take with you. We're talking about tents or things like that. So shelter becomes extremely useful to you. Number six is a little bit of a catch-all, because it actually is what we're talking about in all of this. I call it wellness. But these are some of the other things that don't fit real well in there. Certainly nutrition is a part of wellness, and water and sanitation, they're all a part of wellness. So is shelter and clothing. But you have to take into consideration things like rest. If you're not getting good rest, that's why things like shelter and having the right bedding and things is important, because if you've gone, you know, a week and a half with 2 hours of sleep a night, I mean, that's very stressful. It's hard on you. So paying attention to how you rest. And it's not just sleeping, but it's also about having a mental, emotional break from things. For me, music is a tremendous diversion. You know, get out the CD player and put on a good symphony or something, and I can crawl inside of that and just take a break, step back, and, you know, just not be in the heat of battle all the time. You feel better. So it's different kinds of recreation and rest and things that will take some of the stress off of you. It's about body elimination. It's about a lot of different things you have to pay attention to that's part of your wellness or your health. And then tools is another critical one to have. This is how you build and maintain and repair things. One of them that I talk about a great deal is fire. Fire's a tool. Fire's a tool that lets you have light. It lets you heat. It lets you cook. It lets you do things like that. And then at the bottom of the list, which is another kind of a catch-all, is where you put supplies, all kinds of supplies, things that you may be consuming in the nutrition area and the sanitation area, matches. I mean, it's a supply that lets you have the tool of fire. And so you take a look at all of those areas. And if you want to get started, I put down, write down those eight and say, how am I settled for each one of those? If the system around me turns off, I don't have any utilities on, and my house is going to get cold, how's my clothing? And then, of course, people ask me, how do I know if my clothing's any good? And it's like, well, play with it. Try it. Practice. Put on your clothing and go sit in the backyard tonight when it's, you know, 10 below zero or 5 above or 20 degrees, whatever it is in your area. Go sit outside for 4 hours. Go sleep outside. Sleep on your porch. Sleep in your garage. You don't have to be a wilderness freak. You can do it right in your backyard. You can do it in your garage or your porch, so you can find out, how am I settled for my clothing to take care of me? water. You can look at your inventory around you. Do you have any water set aside? And if you don't, do it. Do it now. You can put away some water tonight. It may not be enough, but you can get started. Get some of those plastic jugs and bottles that you have, the ones that are like the 2-liter soda comes in. Now, don't drink what comes in a 2-liter soda bottle. That's not good for you. But you'll use bottles like that, or what you have, your apple juice or cranberry juice or those things. You know, clean them and sanitize them. Fill them up with water and put them underneath the kitchen sink and in the backs of your closets and places like that. You need 1 gallon per person per day for 30 days. Or 30 gallons per person. That's what you should have as a minimum to store water. And then you have to ask the question, how do I replenish my water if everything around me is contaminated? That's where you learn about how do you use the heat or the chemicals and the filtration and the absorption and all of those things, buying equipment or making equipment that will let you process water. Then you take a look at what sanitation. Some people say, oh, okay, I stored a case of toilet paper. Well, that's a part of sanitation, but it's a lot more than that. And it's having the ability to keep your environment clean and keep yourself clean, take care of yourself. So you want to have set aside some of the supplies. Little hints that I give people. Bar soap is not a good thing to put in store. I mean, if you have some, great, but it's not the best thing to use because the bar soaps are based on a fat is what they're made from. And it'll actually grow bacteria. And that'll help you flush them away by dissolving the grease and those kinds of things so you can wash them away. But literally, bar soap will breed bacteria if you share that amongst people. You're better off with some of the liquid detergent things where you're dispensing what you use and it's washed away and they're not able to grow in that media. They don't like to grow in it anyway. So you see, it's taking this inventory and it's starting to gain an understanding of how and why things really work. That comes back to this thing I talk about as knowledge all the time. It's knowledge that gives you the power to have an attitude that says, hey, I can do this. It's knowledge that gives you the power so that you get the right things and you have those things. And you get knowledge by having the correct information. That's what I'm about, is helping people get the right information. And then it's getting experience with it. And that's my little formula for knowledge. It's K equals I times E. Knowledge equals information multiplied by experience. Just listening to me or reading a book or going watching a video or something else, that'll give you information. It does not become knowledge until you play with it, you practice with it, you get experience with it, so you really understand inside of you how and why these things work, what they do, what they don't do. You know what the limits are, and you also know how to adapt it to fit your situation. We're all a little bit different in terms of where we're starting from and the climate and conditions we're around, so we have to make them fit us. And that's where your experience and your practice comes in. So that now you have a calm assurance that says, yeah, I can do this. No matter what happens, I'm going to be okay, simply because I've kind of been there, done that. I've been playing with these things. And that's how you get started on this. Write down the 8, take an inventory, understand where you are, find the areas you can do something today. Water is one of them. People can usually begin today. Dig that juice bottle out of the trash you threw away, sanitize it, rinse it out, fill it up with water. At least you've got to start. Then don't throw any more of those away. Fill them up. Go buy some water. If money's not as big of an issue, go buy some cases of water that's set aside in those nice, clear, hard, crisp plastic containers. Not the milky-looking milk jugs. That does not store well. You want to have them in the polycarbonate bottles because that'll store indefinitely. You can begin on those things today.
Okay,
so
Jim.
That's how you start.
I've now got the 8 written down. The 8 points. Now, if I'm setting a goal for clothing, what kind of a goal? You see, I haven't been out. I haven't, I haven't gone out and stayed in my clothing for, you know, 10 below weather and things like that. An awful lot of people don't even have a start on clothing. The first thing that they're going to think in terms of is going down and spend $500 for a Gore-Tex coat, and we'll cover this, folks, in just a minute. But let's cover the goals that people should set in each one of these areas. We've done it with water, and then let's get on to into the rest of these so that I can come out of here knowing what to do tomorrow morning. We'll be back after this break, folks.
Mm-hmm. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio with Jim Phillips on board, who you all know and love as the guy that can turn disasters into adventures. Jim, we were talking about goals. Let's take each one of these. Tell me what my goal should be as far as clothing.
Well, the goal should be in clothing is that you can take care of yourself, whatever environment you're exposed to, without shelter, without fire, without some of those resources around you for a period of time. Now, in my case, I'm exposed to below zero every winter. I drive places where it's below zero. My house is where it's below zero every winter. Not everybody lives where it's below zero, but about half of the population of this country will see below zero every single winter. And then you have three quarters of the population, you know, another quarter of them are going to see well below freezing every winter. And then the rest of the population is like every few years or decade or so. If you live in Yuma, Arizona, it doesn't get way below freezing very often, but it does every now and then. I remember El Paso, Texas, one time was 14 below zero. This was back in the 60s. So it can get cold way down south. It's just rare. Be prepared for the worst possible thing.
Now, tell me about this clothing that you have in heat.
Okay.
I've never asked you about that.
Well, the idea about the clothing is that you don't have to have a warm house. What you have to have is a warm body. It's about you being warm. So
right.
If your utilities are off or you're outside, your clothing is your personal portable insulative shelter that you walk around with. That's all that it is. Now, you can start with what you have laying around the house right now and take an inventory on those things. But if you're like, you know, I go outside and I spend 20 minutes outside and I'm getting kind of chilly, you know your clothing is not as adequate. You've got to upgrade it. One of the things that people can do to get more understanding of this and the use of the open cell polyurethane foam that we teach people to use because it'll outperform anything, go to my website, which is www.preparemyfamily.com. So it's preparemyfamily.com. Lower left-hand corner, there's a button that says Preparedness Library, and there's one that's there. It's Surviving the Cold. And it's about the clothing and how and why it works. And it's you can read more there than we have time to talk about today. It's free. Make copies. Give it away. And that'll get you started. And then there's DVDs and audios and things like that that we have available for people. But the idea is that what you really want is clothing that you can live in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never have to remove it. You don't have a moisture buildup in it. And that's where using a layer of this urethane foam. And I tell people the most common thickness you need is going to be half inch. You make it kind of like super underwear, and you just wear that really close to skin. Don't put a lot of stuff underneath it, you know, no cotton underneath it. Don't try and insulate underneath it. And it allows the moisture to escape so well that you can live in it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, why do I make the statement, do you suppose, Steve, that you can live in it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Take a wild guess.
Because you're going to have to.
Because you're going to have to, and why can I make that statement? Why would I be able to do that?
Because there's a guy that I know down a little bit south of me in Utah that does things like that just to make sure that what he tells people is going to work.
That's right. Both
you've lived in it.
Yes, I've lived in it, and I've lived in the full Arctic version, which is 1 inch thick, and I've lived at below zero 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for more than 3 weeks at a time without ever removing one bit of it. So I know how it handles moisture, and I'm not the only one that's done that. So we know from an experience standpoint that you can do that. And I know if you're using the traditional layers and the Gore-Texes and the fleeces and those things, because I've done that too, you have a moisture problem in those things, and it builds up over time, and you have to be servicing that stuff, take it off and turn it and dry it and all that junk. And, you know, sometimes that's very inconvenient or very difficult, especially if you're outside in the environment and you can't get out of that, you know, elements that are out there. So I know that it will do that, and I can teach people how to do that. So that would be my goal, is for people, understand what your worst conditions are, and then be prepared to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without having to have utilities or maybe even shelter, and know that you can do that because you've played with your clothing to let you know you can do it. I don't care if you live in the middle of New York City. If you don't have heat in your apartment, it's going to get cold. And you can put on this half-inch, we call them thermal johns or inner thermal liners. You sit around in your apartment that's, you know, 35 degrees, and you're happy as can be because you're just not cold.
Yeah. Not to your knowledge, is there any clothing out there available to people that will do this other than through preparemyfamily.com?
Not that I know. Now, there's a lot of people that are making their own, and we've been teaching people to do it, and they're sharing it with people, so that's where you'll get some of this. But as far as a brand of product out there that'll do this, no, there isn't one that'll really, really do that. People get by with things, and you can become an expert at using all kinds of things, you know, cotton and wool and those things, but you have to maintain them. You have to understand what they'll do. Cotton is the worst possible thing you could try and use as a layering insulation because how it sucks up and holds the moisture. Down is terrible. It's wonderful when it's dry, but you can't keep the darn stuff dry because you perspire and the environment has moisture in it. And once it gets wet, it'll absolutely kill you. Wool is better of the three natural ones because it's very slow on the uptake of water. It takes a long time to get the water in it compared to cotton. But once it's in it, you have to just literally bake it out of it. And
wow,
That's one of its problems.
Okay, we got a break, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Getting you very, very secure. call 800-409-5633. Those of you that aren't computer savvy, call that number, and you'll receive a packet out that has the goal-setting sheets in it, the data sheets that you can set your own objectives with, and then just take those same sheets and send them in to the task force. They'll calculate your strategy, get it back to you, and you have your goals, and you have just a phenomenal plan and a strategy for using what you've used wisely as your credit to generate a financial plan and a strategy that will be just absolutely remarkable in terms of the amount of money that you will accumulate and the amount of security that you'll develop financially within your system. Okay, Jim, back to the goals and objectives. We've talked oftentimes on the other programs about the clothing. I have one question, and that's with regard to the feet, the boots. I got my set of clothing, and I have to have it adjusted to fit my can a little bit. I've lost a little bit of weight. But in terms of the booties, are those mostly for sleeping and things? And then you make actual shoes or something like that? How does that work?
Yeah, you can make booties that are made just like these inner thermal liners that are half-inch thick with this mesh fabric on the inside and the outside. You can make hat, a mitten, and booties. And that's for inside in a sheltered situation, sleeping with them, walking around in the house, and things like that.
Okay.
When you want to go outside, and I teach people how to make their own, it's a takeoff on a muckluck. We're going to be using a thicker foam in it, usually an inch and a half of foam, and you're going to have to make the whole thing because you can't buy anything that will do the job for you. So you'll recycle some overshoe soles, or here in a few months I will have soles that will be available that are large enough that you can use. But until then, it's overshoes or old moon boots or things like that. Sew on a new top on them so it's large enough and it's not waterproof, because almost all the footwear you're ever going to find are waterproof. You don't want it waterproof to be out in the cold. And then we'll line it with an inch and a half of this foam that we make into a sock booty that goes inside of it. You put that on with your, and I'll say my one-inch clothing and my mittens that I have and my hat, and I can go outside and I can sit on a stump. You can sit on a stump at 20 below zero, no activity, and you'll be just fine. Been there, done that many times. Sleep outside using that. You go to bed inside of an inch and a half thick of foam sleeping bag, and you'll sleep at 50 below zero. Most people don't see 50 below zero. So if you can sleep at 50 below zero, then it makes zero a snap. And most people are going to be exposed to zero temperatures periodically, fairly regularly. So zero is easy. The wonderful thing about this clothing is a very broad temperature range. You can use it from, you know, 20, 30, 40 below zero to 20 or 30 degrees above zero, the same stuff. It's amazing in its capacity because of how it handles moisture.
Well,
learn about that and things that we teach, and we'll teach how to make them if you want.
You betcha. The next thing is water. We've kind of covered that. You've given the objective and the goals with water. What they need to do is they need to get in touch with a supplier. In this case, Jim, you're Prepare My Family, and give your phone number again for folks that are going to get water purification equipment or plans for that.
Yeah, they can learn about it. I have it's a toll-free number where you can leave a message. We talk about a DVD that we're giving away, but you can leave a message for anything, and that's 888-U, the letter U, Get Set. So it's 888-U, Get Set, or it's 888-843-8783. So 888, you get set, and it's, you won't get anybody live on there usually. Leave your information, and somebody will call you back and get information to you. Or go to preparemyfamily.com and read things that are there, or send us an email. And,
okay.
We'll have people get back with you.
Now, let's go on through some of the rest of these. Hit me with sanitation. What should I be, if I'm making my list of goals, don't I need to get from your group, your portion of the task force, don't I need to get kind of a list of what I need to do with sanitation and some of these things?
Well, it's a list. It's a list of principles and concepts, and I cover those things like on our DVDs. I'm always a little bit reluctant just to pass out a list of things because people say, okay, I'll go get these 19 things that are on here. Now I'm all prepared. Well, almost. I mean, that's a part of it. So, yes, and they can get the information. I'll tell you what some of the key items are. We'll talk about them here. But what you must do with this is you must really play with it and understand. When the toilet doesn't work, now why would a toilet not work? You're in your house, you're still sheltered, the toilet doesn't work. What are the things that will stop your toilet from working? The simplest one of all, no water. You don't have any water, you can't flush the goofy thing. Now, if you have a stream you can go to or a lake or you can dip it out of a pond, you can keep flushing that thing by dumping water down its throat. That's nice, except one thing. If the water isn't there, there's a good chance you don't have electricity. If you don't have electricity, it means the pumps downstream are not working. And so what's going to happen is the sewer system's going to back up. It's going to flow in the street. And if you're on the hill, you're thinking like, well, that's, you know, problem of those poor slobs in the valley. You know, I'm up here, I'll keep flushing my toilet into their basement. But if it's running in the streets down there, when the vermin gets in it and comes back on you, you're sick. You have to think downstream. When the power goes away, and it's going to stay gone for periods of time, you don't want to be using the sewer system because you're going to spread that stuff all over. Now, if you have a septic tank, and a lot of people do, as long as you have water, you can keep using that thing safely. Go right ahead. But if you're on a municipal system, when it shuts down and you can't pump it, you've got a problem with that stuff running in the streets, and that's deadly.
Okay, now, when I'm setting my goals, I've got number three is sanitation.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a clue where to start, and we don't have time probably in the next three programs to cover all of the bases. What do you want me to do?
Well,
do I call you and have you send me out a, do you have a sanitation packet where all of the things that I wouldn't think of are listed?
That's right. In fact, it's a two-hour DVD on sanitation, and that's how you can really understand what it takes to do that. You know, obviously, you'll store a little toilet paper, and you're going to have some detergents and soaps and sanitizers. And then you also need to learn how to have yourself a manual dry toilet that you'd use. And we're not just talking about a bucket, you know, you dump your stuff in. You've got to learn how to handle that, because what you do over a long period of time of handling a very dangerous substance, and that's human waste. The fecal matter is just a deadly, deadly substance in terms of spreading disease. And so you need to prepare yourself with the plastic bags and the buckets and the shovels and things so that you can take care of your own waste and not spread it around the neighborhood, and teach people around you to take care of theirs too, so you don't get sick from them.
So this is not just something where I write down number three, sanitation, I have that taken care of. It seems to me that if a family's serious about all this goal setting stuff, they're flat out going to have to take some time every week on a regular basis to address some of these issues, aren't they?
That's right. In fact, you make preparedness a part of your lifestyle. It's something that you do regularly. You know, I'd like to say you do something every day, but you can do something several times a week. If it's nothing more than when you go to the grocery store, you pick up some extra things like a little extra sanitizer, a little extra cleaners and toilet paper. You know, you can be buying a few extra things that you tuck away, as well as reading and studying and practicing. You know, Dad comes home from work and shuts off the water to the house as he comes in the door and says, okay, family, what are we going to do? Or, well, maybe after 8 hours you go like, we better turn it back on because we're not prepared. But now you know where the problem is. This is where the practice and play is actually fun if you're committed to doing this, because you're going to find out if you know how to deal with toilets when you don't have water, and how you're going to, can you get your water out of storage, and do you have enough, and can you use them? And you will learn by literally practicing and playing with these things.
Well, the only time that's going to happen is if first, if you go down and pick up a little bit of sanitation stuff at the store when you go grocery shopping, that's fine, but you got to know what to pick up, and you got to know why to pick it up, and you got to be motivated to pick it up. So very simply, now you've got a two-hour program on sanitation. Do you have a chunk on water?
Yes. Another 2 hours that's on nothing but water, about how to store water, and then, you know, evaluating some of the different filtration systems that are there, and then learning how to make your own. What are you going to do when you've used up all of your filters that you bought? What do you do when they're all plugged? Can I be prepared for that? And the answer is yes, you can, but you start now to understand what to do.
Okay, I'm sure you have one on clothing.
Oh, yes, got clothing.
Shelter?
That's coming. It's in the process. I do live classes on these things. I'm working to get them all on DVD. We're going to have a new DVD every month on these various topics and all the way through how to make every scrap of this clothing, the footwear, the sleeping bags, and everything, and even how to use it. A new DVD every month starting in April. I have resources coming on board that will let us do that. And so everything I've done in live classes for years is now going on DVD, so you don't have to come to a live class or fly me out someplace to teach the class.
Well, boy, that's a relief. Can you imagine people having to fly the two of us out there and put up with us for a day or so in one of these seminars?
Oh, that's scary, isn't it?
My gosh, yes.
It's fun, and I will keep doing live classes. If somebody wants me to go someplace, I've told people now, you cover my expenses, and you can have me for a day. And I'll come teach everything that I can cram into, you know, that period of time. I'm happy to do that, but I can't do that but just periodically. That's why I'm getting it on DVD, so you don't have to do that. And you can take it on your own time rather than, you know, on Wednesday night when you couldn't come when I'm there.
So we're set with the DVDs on clothing, water, sanitation. What other ones do you have now ready to go?
Well, I have in the clothing area, one of them I have is how to make the half-inch inner thermal liners, how to sew them on a home sewing machine.
Right.
And we have a kit that has the material samples in there and shows you how to do that. So there's the one on clothing that teaches all the theory, how and why, and what the performance is. Then we'll teach you how to make the half-inch right now. That one is done.
Yeah.
I also have an audio cassette a CD that's very inexpensive about your 72-hour kit could kill you.
Uh-huh.
And then along that line, I have a two-hour DVD on building your own evacuation kit that's based on these principles, not the typical things you buy downtown that has trinkets, baubles, and beads in it, but a real evacuation kit that will really take care of you for the 72-plus hours, and it's going to really function for you. So there's a DVD on that. It's called Ready, Set, Evacuate. That's the evacuation kit DVD to get you started with that.
Okay.
So those things are done now. And,
do we have anything on the tools and supplies, the number 7 and 8?
Not that is on DVD right now. They're still just live classes when I go out and teach people about them.
Okay.
Those will be coming in the next few months. Like I say, all of these classes and all these areas are going on the DVD. One new DVD every month, 2 hours in-depth training.
Well, for the folks that are setting their goals right now that are going to dig in and get prepared in each one of these areas, which is what I have to do since I'm yakking about it all the time. How do we take it from here? If a lot of folks out there are the Lone Ranger, you know, they're sitting in the middle of a community and there isn't another soul that around them that doesn't think they're totally nuts, and so they're not going to have a group of people where they can pull us in or pull you in and all this. How do we go with the shelter and the wellness and the tools and the supplies?
Well, stay tuned to what we're doing. Stay tuned to the website. I put up things that are free for people to download. Get on our subscription service that we have for a new DVD every month, and as these things are produced, it'll come to you. And I do everything I can, as modest a price as I can get away with it, $15 per DVD, and that includes the shipping and handling to bring it to you. And the newsletters that we send out at least once a month, we're going to expand that to where there'll probably be a couple of times a month going out newsletters with new tips and hints and ideas. I just put out a 12-page, well, I guess it's 10-page on the knife itself about why I use the particular pocket knife that I do and all the functions of each one of the blades that were in there. I wrote that whole thing up. That was in one of the newsletters that went out. So if you get on our information and training system, you will be getting new information every single month.
And can people get past newsletters and things?
Oh, yes, absolutely. When you come on board new, we will send you the past things so that you've got them, and we'll keep you informed of everything that's going on. People that don't want to go scrounge the premium materials to make their clothing with, I've got one of my associates who's taking care of that to bring in the materials so that you can buy them. We'll teach you how to find your own if you want to. You can buy them from us. You can buy finished products as soon as it goes in production here in before the end of March, I believe we'll have a startup on the clothing, so you can buy finished products, you can buy kits, and you can buy materials, or just learn how to do it and go scrounge your own. I don't care how you get it, just get it. We'll help you any way we possibly can.
And folks, when Jim is talking about buy, this is different than a supplier that's advertising on this network or any other network saying, hey, you buy my stuff so I can make a profit. Jim's operation is he's the number one member of the task force to begin with, because the stuff that he's handling is so crucial in immediate effect when you have to deal with things. But the way he has things priced, it's just basically covering cost and enabling their team to be able to keep on producing this stuff. This is not a huge profit center. So any information you can glean from Jim and get on this mailing, please do it. We've got a break coming up here, and we'll finish up the last 10 minutes here after this break and get you some contact information and go from there. See you on the other side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109. Or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank on the final leg of the two-hour program that we have here on Fearless Radio. Jim Phillips has been with me for this last hour. And Jim, please give the 800 number, the toll-free number that they can get a hold of you folks this first section of the Fearless program on the emergency preparedness stuff. As they set their goals, they're going to need some help in knowing what to start looking for and what to accomplish with their shelters and their wellness and some of the other areas that we don't have complete CDs for. And give them some counsel.
Well, it's at 888-U-GET-SET, 888-U-GET-SET, or that's 888-843-8738. Leave your contact information there. We'll get back with you. Or you can leave your information to order a DVD that we're giving away for the cost of delivering it to you. It's a two-hour DVD that's in production now. I'm 90% done with all the filming on it, and it'll be a couple of three more weeks, and it'll go out for $5.50 to get people started, and it'll get you pointed in the right direction. So you'll hear about that there. You know, the others, and so much of this is really common sense, at least the basics to get started. You talk about shelter. Well, what are we talking about here for most people? You've left your house because it fell down, burned down. You had to leave, whatever the reason is. You can live outside for a little while, but that gets tiring. You'd like to have some kind of a shelter that you can take with you that's reasonably portable. That's where tents come into play. But a real simple concept is the $39.95 tent is not worth the matches to set it on fire. If you're going to have something that's going to hold up, that you may have to live in it for a few weeks or a few months, you're going to spend some serious dollars on it, or you're going to learn how to work with some basic materials like some good sturdy tarpaulin and some ropes and learn how to erect these things. You can do that. And if somebody says, you know, I don't have a lot of money to buy a tent, I'll tell you one of the places you go. You go down to the billboard companies now. You know, they used to go out and paint billboards, and then they started putting up with paper that's on there. Now they print these gigantic sheets of vinyl that's a reinforced vinyl, and they print them in a shop, and they take them out and hang them. Well, when somebody hasn't paid their bill or that product is no longer in vogue or whatever the reason is, they take those vinyl sheets down, and these sign places have them, and you can pick them up. Those make wonderful tarps to make tents out of, and you can buy them inexpensively, you know, $30 or $40 for a gigantic piece of very sturdy, waterproof material. You can build your own tents out of things like that. Get friendly with one of these billboard sign companies. You can find things like that out there. And of course, you can buy the stuff new, but it costs you a whole lot more. You can build your own shelter. You can buy some quality shelters. Tools, you know, the tool I talk about all the time is having this pocket knife that I have with me, multifunction thing. Now, here's one where, I see in some of the discount survival preparedness stores, you know, they sell you one of these. They call it a 14-function Swiss-type knife, you know, that you can get for $5.95. That should be a clue. about how well it's going to hold up. It's got red sights on it. It's got a symbol on it, what have you. They fall apart. They're not well made. You're going to spend, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50 on a good quality. I happen to like Victorinox. There's other good brands that are out there, but the Victorinox is an excellent one. Get one that has the tools that you need. Learn how to use it.
Sounds good. Well, Jim, thanks so much. And, folks, set your goals the way we told you to. Get started. We'll help every way we can here at the task force. Give us a call at 800-409-56333. And on the web, if you're getting in touch for emergency stuff, preparemyfamily.com with Jim Phillips. And we will see you folks probably next week. But remember this. We love you, and if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free.